Oh man, it reeks of shit in here, Matt.
Get some more incense, man. That's horrid.
I'm lighting it up, but I don't want to light nothing up. It's going to explode. Oh, there we go. We've got fart jokes for everybody.
We're so fucking disrespectful. We rip our own theme song, man. Fucking found the whoopee cushion on the MacBook. But how you doing, Wake?
Fucking bum notes galore in the theme song. It's four chords. I can't even get it right. I'm cool, Matt Dog. So today we are fucking doing something close to home. We're going to rip into the Aussie charts.
Oh, yeah. And this is just the dissected Aussie chart where they take out all that international filth that's imported. And it's just all Aussie guys with names like fucking... Gabriella Salimi or something.
At
some
least we haven't
shit.
Got Shannon Knoll. He's
Knollsy, mate. Yeah.
Apparently he was on This Is Your Life. Like, it was 5 years ago that he was famous. This Is Your Life. You've got nothing left, mate. This
is you, yeah, and now you're there. Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's some drug fuck mates we tried to invite, but they all, like, got drunk at BNS balls and smashed their Land Cruisers into fucking trees. Now they're dead.
Yeah, well, next week we will have a bona fide rock god, Benny Watkins from Warped, on.
Awesome. I'm wet.
I know, I can see you're not wearing any fucking clothes, Matt.
That's a good point.
It is a good point. Can I touch?
Oh, maybe later. Whoa! He just made the touch, boys and girls. I'm
a touch
giddy.
Too much.
Yeah. But this is Billboard Ad Nauseam, and fart jokes are plenty. We're going to rip through the Aussie top 10 this week, and by... fucking jingoes.
My God. What was that?
I'm feeling patriotic. I really am.
I'm just glad you haven't got one of those cow bell. Ding, 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 ding.
I gotta try and find one, though.
Yeah, or a bugle.
Yeah, so cheesy fucking commercial radio effects are plenty.
The clown's nose.
Yeah. Well, let's start this
or my
party
old
right now, eh?
Pulling the tampon out. Oh, no. Removing the
you can
condom.
Sample that. That's on your action list for this week. The blood-soaked fucking tampon hits the other side of the room and smack
into
the wall.
That's the beginning of the sound effects disc series 1 of 2. Sounds that you shouldn't hear, but you're wanting.
And that's why you got into sound recording, isn't it? All right, speaking of fucking blood-soaked tampons hitting the walls, you know what we've got at number 10, dude?
No, I do not, actually.
My People by The Presets.
And The Presets.
I don't know. I just got a feeling
I saw
that
them
you did.
Yeah, I saw them a couple of years ago at the Nash.
I was going to say the Bowen Club, but the Nash. Holy shit.
No, we're all right there, I think, from what I can recall.
Whoa.
Is it just a boy band, like really well-dressed and...
Yeah, they sound like they're doing an Audi commercial or something.
Yeah, okay. Probably too trash to remember.
Shall we give it a crack?
Yeah.
Whoa, look at this avant-garde shit right here. Come on, make some noise.
Yeah! What a catchy.
They fucking put like... It's like the whoa in rock songs, but in a dance song.
This was the producer as they were playing the song. He's just going, oh no, this is really shit, guys.
We don't need some more crystal meth to finish this job yet.
This film clip, they're ripping off, I don't know what the band is, but they had this band where they were all running on treadmills, and they were jumping from treadmill to treadmill, and it won the best video film clip awards and all of that. They're doing exactly the same thing, but they've sampled in different people in the video.
it's
easier.
Sounds like Johnny Rotten in Public Image Limited to me, except just not quite as high and as talented.
All of the above.
Oh, and look, like, the whole thing's black and white, but his shirt's red just to be avant-garde, and his hair's all, like, a fucking... some sort of wanky dessert in a five-star restaurant.
He's so depressed. Look at him.
Yeah. It's like they deliberately set out to make a beige song for fucking drug deals to sell smack to high school kids, too.
I'm not buying, and I'm not selling.
I mean, we've got the verse and the chorus. What do you reckon, is it?
I'm cool if you press stop.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, same old. Yeah. There we go.
That's just exactly what I didn't expect, to be honest, in the Australian top 10.
It sounds like something blaring from a Range Rover Sport with some David Beckham wannabe fucking selling speed out of it. I don't know, just hideous. Fucking don't like it.
Yeah, well, from what we've had in the last few weeks, it actually had a... It was different, and it didn't sound like that they were trying to write a full-on number one pop song and all that.
Oh, yeah, credit where it's due.
Yeah, that's about all.
That's all we can say about those cunts.
That's as much as we can give them.
It's been about 5 minutes before we said the word cunt. I think we should have a beer to celebrate. You know, it's pretty good self-respect.
This is our first our first beer drinking on while we're doing it. But hopefully it's not going to be a common thing because we're both good Christian boys after last week.
Yeah, I mean, crystal meth was invented by God on the seventh day because he was rushing off his nut so much and ended up being 3 or 4 days. And it just went from there.
Yeah, that was magic mushroom beer too.
Then he thought, man, this needs to be like this, but synthetic. That'd be great. Then I can sell it to fucking Filipino school kids or something.
The whole Cheech and Chong thing's happening with him and some of the archangels. He's going, nah, man, the earth has to be flat, dude. Nah, man, make it round. Oh, what a trip. Yeah, let's make the world round.
Oh, dude, speaking of flat.
Mary, where's your hands?
Yeah, get that turkey baster out, Mary. Oh, we should have saved that for the Christian top 10, but I'm too late, in hindsight.
They like that anyway. It wouldn't have been offensive for them.
Good. But you mentioned flat somewhere in there, I'm sure. I might be making it up because I'm good like that. But this is the Veronica's This Love. Hey, is it like Pantera, This Love? Let's check it out.
I hope so.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It kind of is. See, I was...
You sing along
to
that.
They put Pantera into a synthesizer. I can see it in... Is it just me? Do these girls always look like they're about to go down on fucking someone in about 10 seconds?
Well, it could be you or it could be me.
Yeah, there's two of them.
They could take it in turns.
I'll have the hot one.
That's right, they're twins.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah, for people who don't know Australian music, where, like, there's these two... the Veronicas, they are Australian, aren't they? From Brisbane?
Yeah. It's Vegas, mate.
Yeah, they're from this place, Brisbane, which is nice and hot up there. And these chicks are sort of hot, but they've got the emo look happening. And fuck, every single person who looks at them thinks twins, I want to do them, and that's why they're famous, I reckon.
Oh, man, every award ceremony, they're always one of them on either side of some lucky fucking guy.
And yeah.
It's just like he's a pole made of Vaseline, because they just look like they're going down slowly, like the Earth's gravitational pull is pulling him towards his loins.
The only
other
time you can get that is if you take a chick out to the Wax Museum. And you bring Kylie Minogue there, and you get to stand beside her, Kylie Minogue, and you say, I just want a photo, bitch.
All they're doing in this video is making out. Just,
this is a little nursery rhyme.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a nursery rhyme song.
So they've got Pantera at the start, nursery rhyme in the middle, and just fucking making out with guys all the way through.
No, I don't mean the band Nursery Crimes. I mean, it just sounds like a nursery rhyme. The completely drummer, pointless.
Oh, now they get on their private jet, just like Motley Crue. Like, these girls do have rock star aspirations. Like, they just fuck each other, for the love of God.
Imagine seeing a porno with the Veronicas doing double fisting of each other.
It's only a matter of time. Wait till they're 30, you know.
I reckon I could sell tickets to that live at the MCG, which capacity sellout crowd, 110,000 people, each one of them paying $150.
Man, it'll be in harmony, and I'm loath to admit to it. They don't need my shit. How many fucking products are they product placing in this video? They've got their Motley Crue jet, they've got a Motorola phone, they've got an iPhone, and they've got an iMac.
Yep, it's worse than some of those straight-to-DVD action car racing movies that they've got on.
Yeah.
Where just every single car is in it. They go, oh my God, you're driving a Ford Commodore. What? You are? Why the fuck? Just get a proper car, you dumb fuckhead.
Oh man, we survived the whole Veronica's video, but...
But I didn't hear a word.
Yeah. And they got at least three product placements in a Motley Crue jet, and the start was vaguely like a Pantera song.
And they had one of those Motorola Razor phones.
Yeah, we're fucking such phone nerds.
But she was, yeah, and she was sending an SMS to her sister that said, fist you later, bitch.
I long for your fist, yeah. I'm a fist magnet.
She even had a personalised emoticon that she loaded on, which had a picture of her fisting her sister.
All right, someone post up in our forums if you have an emoticon for a fist. Preferably fisting or dogging. Dogging's good.
Yeah, and we're going to, oh, here's an idea. We'll do a New Zealand chart too.
Oh, and sweet is, bro.
Can, yeah, if you can find one with someone fisting a sheep, we'll give you a lolly or something.
So we're going to get in a famous rock star, in inverted commas, to do the New Zealand charts.
Why not? Yep, done.
Cool.
Well, we don't have to do that one next week, but
yeah. As soon as someone gives us a fisting icon, we'll do it. There's the challenge.
What would be on the New Zealand charts, to be honest? I reckon that there'd be a fair smattering of hip hop and dub.
I kissed a sheep. Katy Perry just, you know, diversifying. Fucking, what do we got now?
I kissed a girl. It wasn't good. I'm never gonna suck a cock again. you just want to smack that bitch. You didn't kiss a girl.
Man,
kiss this.
We should find some lipstick fucking lesbies from, not actually, no, just proper lesos.
Do you want me to make a call?
From San Francisco.
Oh.
It's like, well, dude. You kissed a girl, now you fist a girl, and you better fucking like it.
I fist a girl, I left my rings on.
Her name was Tony. It's all right. Well, speaking of fucking, I've got to stop doing those fucking segues. That's stupid.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Well, they've got to be good ones.
Gives
you reason to hate. Yeah.
A man needs a reason these days.
Hell yeah.
Gabriel, kill me. Don't. Is that a typo? Are you trying to take the piss out of me?
I wish I was, man. Gabriella Kill Me sounds pretty good to me.
This chick, her name is spelled Kill Me. CILMI. That's the. Oh, that looks like a Matt. Hey, Matt Dog.
Matt Dog.
What was I meant to say? Something.
I'm going to have to go on the podcast witness protection program now. You've just exposed me, man.
Gabriella, kill me. I will, bitch.
Do we need... Well, she's doing sort of a accidentally Kelly Street thing here. What's that,
yeah,
band?
Yeah, Frente.
Yeah, yeah. I used to know what the fuck Tarzan was in that band. He claimed he wrote it and then he got kicked out.
Yeah, that's why I was kicked out.
Yeah.
It was all her.
At first, I was thinking she could go straight to the wank bank, but she's just kind of irritating.
She looks a bit dirty. Like she hasn't washed.
She's trying to be like a clean Amy Winehouse, like a Neighbours version, I reckon.
You know what I really fucking start... It's really pissing me off with watching video film clips, is when the camera goes in and out of focus in an artsy-fartsy kind of way. You just look at it and you go, I wanted to see her tits. Or, and they've done it right at that moment just because she's probably just turned 12, I guess, because all of these chicks, they get them young so they don't know what contracts that they're signing so then they can rape their piggy bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really pissed me off. You never see it when, with dudes. It's only with chicks.
That brings me back to the Veronicas just then. You know how the Donnas did turn 21?
Yeah.
We should call their porno the Veronicas turn 30 when they're just fucking sucking dick for coke and, you know, they just really need to fist somebody like...
Yeah, it'd be 23.
23. The Veronicas turn 23. It's like a year or two away. Oh, man.
She just popped her bubble.
This chick is just boring.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh,
it's,
that laugh was so fake. The producers just said, laugh. Oh, yeah. What? And then someone says, you're not fat. And she goes, oh, I know.
Oh, there's her harmony. She looks all right in boots, but I don't know. She just does nothing for me. Like,
it's pretty... boring bubblegum pop without the infectious, yeah, I want to hear it again, even though I know it's shit. She's trying to rip off Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, and a little bit of everyone, actually.
Yeah.
The drummer was sort of taking off a little bit of UMI. That's my personal theory, but I just love UMI. If you're listening to me, God bless you.
If only she'd do a bit of Gary Glitter in there and head, head over to Thailand.
I've had enough. Yeah,
yeah, stay there. And then she just actually does the reverse of what the all the boys do over there. And she gets a reverse gender thing. She swaps with one of the lady boys. She gives them her vagina and they give them her penis. And she comes back and writes rock and roll.
Oh, my God.
Fucking give her a guitar.
Don't want to go to bed now by Gabrielle and kill me. In fact, I just had a really good idea. We lasted 2 minutes and 30 seconds, man, to the letter. I think
it's because we were waiting to see, because we're at number 7.
Yeah.
So we're 3 in from the top 10, and we've got 7 left, and we're desperately trying to find something to go in the wank bank, because instantly we've known.
Mm.
And I think that what you're feeling is a sense of loss.
Yeah,
and you're probably as afraid and nervous as I am that we're going to get to the end of this without something to go in our wank bank.
There's no Aussies in the wank bank. What's he saying about us? But basically,
we are racist.
We are. We hate ourselves. Yeah, and everyone like ourselves. But like, we lasted 2 minutes 30 into that. Do you think we should invoice Warner Music for 2 minutes 30 of our fucking lives?
I want my $4.50 back.
I mean, at least if it was proper hairdressers music that even hairdressers wouldn't cringe to, you'd be halfway through a haircut by now and you'd know to tough it out. But this is just, why the fuck am I watching
you're
this?
You're like, did he really fuck the back up that bad, or is that just the mirror? And then you see the other hairdresser comes over and goes, would you like a beer? And you go, yeah, sure. And they come back with like a 6-pack for you. You're like, oh, they fucked up for sure.
You're going to need that, champ. Yeah.
I hate how like everyone goes to the hairdressers now and they're like, oh, I got a beer. Like, well, yeah. What do you think that they're trying to get you pissed? They're going to fuck your hair up, and then they're going to say that you look hip, and it's because you're a little bit tipsy.
Well, I mean, I'm a Melbourne boy, as you know, and I've come down to Geelong a couple of times, and you expect your hairdressers to look a little bit wanky, but this hairdresser in Geelong just down the road, the mirrors were just all horizontal, and I've gone fucking. That's pretty cool. What do they cut your hair in, like, you know? Facing it, and then I realised, no, they're just all fucking snorting lines, and you walk out with a skinhead just rushing off your nut for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, you walk out with a skinhead, but he costs.
Just speaking of cost.
All right, that was a bit below the belt.
That's a bit of a wank stop there, absolutely. We've got to start registering our wank stops, just the topics.
Wow, again, we're at the presets. They've got 2 songs in the charts.
There's a certain lack of Australian artists that make money, apparently. But here we go.
This boy's in
it's
love.
It's the same beat!
It is.
Is this the same fucking song? No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, boys go back to the other one.
Oh, God. The presets.
Yeah, press pause on this one.
All right. This is going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works, but let's do it. What's the other one called? The presets.
My People.
This could be a Nickelback moment. Remember when...
Yeah, we can sync it up.
Yeah, actually, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but you can listen to a couple of Nickelback songs on the web, and you put your headphones on. Left speaker is one of their songs, their first hit, and right speaker is their second hit, and they are identical with the introduction when the guitar kicks in, when the drum kicks in, when the vocals kick in, when the chorus kicks in, when the lead break kicks in, and everything is so synchronized that at the end of the song, it even fades out perfectly for it. 3 minutes 30. Right. Jesus Christ, is this the same song? Is this the same song?
That's My People. I've got that one going. I haven't got DJ headphones here, so I can't sync them up, but...
Wow. Well, they're definitely, they know how to use, is that Rebirth program? The drum on?
Rebirth?
Yeah. Have you used it?
No.
It's his drum sync program that all of these bands use to come up with that synth sound.
Oh,
and you can put all these like filters and shit over the... any sound really and make it get all dubby and bassy and really low in the mix.
I thought you meant like Rebirth as in Rebirth Cars, like they steal a fucking song and just change the serial numbers and off they go. You know, that fucking PIL song's now a preset song.
Yeah, shave a couple of mil off the head.
Yeah. I reckon they had just too many tracks, so they're trying to jam in like 50 tracks into a 48 track or something. And the other two tracks I had left over, they put into this song.
Yeah. Or they're both just shit.
I reckon they are. It's like,
how homosexual is this film clip? Dudes, yeah. Muscly dudes rolling around in mud.
Actually, they kind of look like that metal band Mudvayne. It's like you said, like, they all have like...
They're so angry. Yeah. They've got to punch someone. But instead, they're dropping pills and going out and dancing to this.
Oh, look, that man's so angry, he's trying to pin him to the ground and punch him in the bottom. Oh, look, there's a big splint cloud. Oh, look at that. Oh, no, I give in.
Is that yours or mine? Ah, self-asphyxiation. Don't do that. Michael Hutchins, how appropriate.
Oh, no. Now our trousers are wet and we're hugging.
This is a homo film clip if I've ever seen one. It sure I expect to see these guys down at the Laird on Hoddle Street. If you don't know this place, which, fuck, I don't know how I know it, but it's this gay club which actually won a lawsuit to only allow dudes in, so women won't go in there because they're... Was it the St Kilda Baths or the Fitzroy Baths? They just got the law that it was only women.
I know the Peel had a similar thing, and fucking, I don't show me the girl that wants to go into the Laird. So it's really amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You need to hold a piece of paper to convince them that you don't want to go in here. Unless you're like really fucking hairy men fisting each other with pig lubricant.
I was there with a female friend, but we were waiting for a cab on the corner, and
awesome
it started pissing rain, but we were on the way to a gig. We weren't going to see Kiss, but we were going to see someone cool. And we're just standing there, and we're going, oh man, the cab's going to be ages. It was on Hoddle Street, you know, people steal your cabs everywhere. And walk in.
Rating that video 1 out of 5.
Walk in, they just said, no, you can't bring a woman in. We're like, what? She has to stand out there. I said, man, it is raining outside, and it's freezing. The middle of winter, it's Arctic weather here in the middle of Melbourne, and... God, how can you be so rude?
Please, sir, let me into this gay bar where I can be dry yet moist.
And I had a mustache at the time. I looked so
fag. What do you mean at the time, man?
Well, this isn't a mustache, dude.
It's a sphincter tickler.
So they said she could come in without the caveat that she can't drink. I walked in, two beers, thanks. I go, why? And the dude, I give one straight away to her. The dude serving me is wearing this gimp outfit with his nipples chained together and the chain going down to his cock, but he had codpiece on. Saw some two dudes jerking each other off on the dance floor.
I've never heard this part of the story,
and it was,
man,
really murky, and you had to like really look and focus, but you didn't want to because you knew what was going on. And I swear to God, still to this day, I wish that they were just... Maybe, you know how you change your memories over the time?
You want to change that one,
I wanted to change that, but I still don't know because it was so dark. It was a Laird, you know. Anyway,
what am I
talking about being at a gay bar for?
I don't know, because the presets just bring out the gayness in everyone, because 186,000 people watched that fucking video. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, well... The Spastic Society of Australia's got an instant new membership.
Everybody at the Laird just went, oh, watch this video. Yeah. It's made for us. But like, I've walked past that pub so many times, and I've known about the Laird and gone, I'll fucking avoid that.
Yeah.
And then I walked past it the other day, and it looked like a normal blue-collar pub. It's just so fucking inconspicuous.
It actually looked completely normal inside.
Shit. That's fucked. Speaking of
As soon normal, as our cab was there, though, bang, we were gone.
Oh, I bet. You two guys checking each other off. Quick, there's room in the back seat. We're going to Geelong. It's Wayne's mum, yeah.
Oh, whoa, the mum jokes have already started. I'm fucking well up for that, dude. I'm well up for that.
I know you're always well up. I owe you so many, man.
Okay, who's
random
next?
Random fart joke.
Is this
hang
number
on.
5 or 6?
I think it's number 6. That's awesome.
And that's before the ass fucking.
it's usually during, you know. Love a good vaginal fart. Oh yeah. Alright. Rated 4.5 stars on YouTube. 16,000 views.
See, we know that's a load of shit.
Let's just rate it fucking poor now.
Started at 0. They can only improve.
All right. The Potbellies, Are You With Me? It looks like that, like a Silverchair video or something.
Yeah.
It's all these basic colours and...
I love those.
Now it's really Franz
Ferdinand. Shit, I'm expecting Chris Martin from Coldplay to come on.
Dude. He went to the wed and you know his fucking name. Oh, was Chris Martin at the
is
fucking
that his
wed?
Name?
I don't know. I have no clue who the gods are.
Look, he's dancing like him too.
Fucking hell, there's nothing but gayness in the Aussie music chart.
Jesus Christ, I could have produced this film clip for them, just taken the piss out of them. With illusion. Oh, no. I thought he was going to rhyme, but he changed the word on...
He thinks he's in
this
Franz
guy
Ferdinand.
Is, if you're looking at on YouTube and you're thinking that you're looking for a new look, don't look at this dude. And definitely don't look at Fatty Fat over there. Look at
the guy mixing with his fucking analog
beer bellies hanging out
keyboard.
Everywhere.
Oh, they finally got a chicken there. Isn't that a wee bashing plate or whatever?
No.
No.
She was the one in that vampire thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll give it a second more until it hits the chorus.
Yeah.
Looks like Anthony Kiedis.
It probably is. Oh my god, this is like...
he's sung to.
Yeah. Well, they spend so much in the videos now, the Chili Peppers, now that they suck, that he probably just thinks this is like a really avant-garde Chili Peppers video.
They're going to release a DVD. Actually, I bet you they've already released a DVD just of their crazy film clips since Californication. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, it's like Blood Sugar Sex Magik, classic album. I only know
one
video.
I saw that live.
Oh, fucker.
At the Rod Laver Tennis Arena. Can we stop this music? I fucking
yeah,
hate
hideous,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. At least like when Franz Ferdinand did that kind of shit. Thankfully, I rated it poor before we even got started.
That was really fucking... That's probably the worst song that we've heard out of the charts in the 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
They had nothing.
Aesthetically, they're totally copying those fucking Franz Ferdinand guys, and at least they had hooks, and like, they were shameless in saying, we're an arty band that are trying to pick up chicks.
Yep.
And I like Franz Ferdinand because the drummer said, the drum kit must be so small that chicks can see me play. Like, well, if you're in a band to get laid, that's a pretty good idea. So fucking
that's
give him
so
credit where it's
smart.
It is, man.
Dudes in metal bands go the opposite direction.
Dude, I got a 20-piece kit, man.
I don't want any girls in the audience to see me. I just want dudes in who are roadieing for me from the side.
I
of
wanted
the
to
stage.
See my ass.
They can watch me sweat.
This is the only person I actually recognise from the charts.
We're going to have to do the metal charts, aren't we?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I've been looking for a good metal chart, but they're all like Saskatchewan and Canada and shit. Yeah. And I found one that was like a grindcore metal chart, but like five of the things in it were all Cannibal Corpse. Then I realised it was a Cannibal Corpse forum and it was just wrong.
Well, course it's going to be all Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, I went to the Goodies website and there was like a top 10 of the best songs of all time from the Goodies. I thought, well, really? I haven't heard them.
That could be a goer. I mean, we're struggling for content as it is, but fucking Bill Waddy, bring it on.
Yum, yeah. Yum.
Oh, run to the do-do-do-do-do. Can
I
get you?
I think it was you who was telling me.
I tell you a lot of stuff, though, man.
That when the Goodies came here, that they were on, like, the Goodies TV show was being shown at... you know, children's time slots on ABC, and they got here and they were expecting to be on interviewed by adult shows, and they were just on children's shows. They're like, what are you guys watching this? It's not meant for kids.
Oh, yeah. A lot of shit got censored in the UK. Well, sort of, not because they were like fisting or anything.
It's like an AO rating.
Yeah, yeah. They're totally misinterpreted, or just we got away with way more back in the day. But I don't think Vanessa Amorosi gets away with much more than coming from fucking Gembrook, which is even like hideous where I live.
Me and Jesse were watching the Goodies thing the other day.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, I don't know, like I wouldn't even, it's so dated that it's not dated enough to be funny. It's right in the middle there. It's at the crux. It's teetering on that cliff of being funny. At the moment I was watching it just going up. Yeah, give you a few years and then you'll be young ones kind of funny, but like at the moment... Well, I think we need 20 years to forget their jokes, maybe.
Possibly, I don't know. I've got a soft spot for any British humour, but I don't know about a soft spot for Nithya Amirothi in Perfect. Here we go.
Did she used to be fat and now she's thin, or was it the opposite?
I reckon she'd still have a few stretch marks, and not from a fucking baby, but just
she
a few cheeseburgers.
She used to be a fatty though, didn't she?
I think so. She looks a lot better now, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, look how much makeup. Can you full screen that, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Just because when I block my load, you know, I want something to aim at.
It's the only MacBook in the world with a windscreen wiper, people. It's fucking...
comes in cling wrap, just like Bubby.
Bubby's Cat. That'd be a fucking awesome name for a band, dude. Bubby's Cat.
Yeah. Hey, this song's going all right.
So far, so good. A little bit Tina Arena, but...
Sounds, yeah, like Tina Arena.
Yeah.
No, there's a song that I know that this is ripped off.
Oh, she's taking her eyelashes off. I love it.
Take your top off.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time. So, ripping off who?
Oh, it just went.
Straight out the... into the ether. Oh! Now, she rides a bike, too. She might get in the wank bang just because I like chicks that can hold their legs apart that long. Straddle something. Actually, she'd be a perfect candidate for the Sibian if she can ride a bike.
Oh, yeah.
And this lipstick.
Strap her in.
Yeah, she'd fucking get all the way to Warrnambool, you know? It's fucking just let her go.
She will have the wrist and ankle straps.
Oh, yeah. In fact, yeah, you're right. I think she was a bit chubsy back in the day, but fucking that lap band surgery's paying off for now. So you're looking fucking hot.
She's got an okay voice.
Amongst other things, but I don't know.
This song, on the tip of my tongue, please someone tell me what it is.
It sort of reminds me of Johnny Diesel, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's probably playing guitar in sessions now.
Yeah, he uses Cole Clark guitars now too.
Yeah, he's...
Why did I just say that?
Cole Clark, people, buy him. Can we, do we put Cole Clark guitars in the wank bank?
Yes.
Alright, done.
Did you... Oh, that perfect opportunity to see tits and they covered them up.
Yeah, she's got an undergarment on. Well, fuck that.
You know how I told you about that focusing thing?
Yeah.
They're starting to do it.
Oh, there's a very soft filter on her here, yeah. I reckon some dude like... Who's that guy we know, Muzz? Let's just call him Muzz.
Muzza.
I reckon he'd like getting wet over this clip just because there's so much CG, you know? Like, fucking emanation and all that crap and just enhancing.
How many polygons in that pixel?
No dead pixels in her. Oh, now she's in the Blue Mountains, for fuck's sake. Oh,
if only was Hanging Rock. Someone push her, for fuck's sake.
Caught naked Hanging Rock,
Tina Arena, eat your heart out. At least Tina was a funky little bitch.
Was she?
You know, she was sort of cute and chirpy and funky, and you knew that she'd just be a little rocket in the sack.
I thought they were
sold. Vanessa wouldn't, she wouldn't. You'd say, do... A, she'd say no, and then you'd say B, it'd be no, and then you're up to Z, and you're like, I'm gonna hit you. It's 3 a.m. You're getting kick out. I'm kicking you out.
Let the cat in on your way out, you bitch.
It's middle of July. She goes, it's cold out there. You can whatever. Say it to the cabbie driver. You're going to have to blow him anyway. You didn't blow me, bitch. No,
but she's that swirled her hair going, I've only got 80 cents. It's a fucking $10 fare, lady. Was there a bit of Delta Goodrum in that? Was that maybe what you were thinking?
No, there was a specific song. Fuck no. Delta's everywhere. She's everywhere apart from 6 foot under.
Well, she really sucks Satan's cock. I think she's in the US charts now.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, fucking, well, I don't know, fucking what's his face, a president over there has cocked someone.
You know how you got me that that receiver?
Yeah.
I've been listening to a little bit of radio, and I the first station that I put it on, because it tuned to, was Triple M, and it was weird, and the first song that came on was a friggin' Delta Goodrum song, and I thought, man, I'm bringing this back.
Yeah,
it's
return.
Broken.
Oh, no. Oh, dude,
I just
apologize.
Held my finger on the auto-tune. I didn't know how it
You
worked.
Thought it was a Simi, and you're like, crank it.
I'm going, it's not getting faster, Mum. I'm just holding it down, and all of a sudden it's halfway through the dial. I came to my realization, as you all do.
We've got to put up a picture of a simian to all the, you know, the
they're called simians, not symbians.
Oh, I can't read too good. Yeah, simians. Simian.
I think it's. Oh, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know what it is. That's all that matters.
We'll put up a forum thing just
such a nice boy.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, car forums have pictures of your ride. You know, have a picture of your you and your Sibian. Or Simeon.
Pimp my Simeon. You have a whole show dedicated to that. And this, like, who's the guy? Mr. X? Is that the guy? Dr. X or Mr. X? The guy who does Pimp My Ride, and he's telling, he goes, you got one that goes really fast in, and then it goes really fast out, and you've got an engine, and we're going to pimp it.
Yo, man, we got to put some hydraulics on this Sibian, but fucking, while you take care of what's beeping in your pants, man, right. Sneaky sound system, Kansas City. Well. Someone fiddling with the dials on that one. Oh, I can speak for myself here. I think I might actually like this. It looks a little bit machine gun fellatio. This could be cool. What's the 70s effects going on? Wayne's just sort of gone out to dry off the crusty semen off his forehead. I'm not sure if it's mine or his, but he's missing out, man. Oh, this is cool. There's like a little puppet thing. It looks like the Thunderbirds, but... Yeah. Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Dude. Full screen it, man.
Fucking how cool. It's like a little bit Team America, a little bit Thunderbirds.
Yeah, it is a bit Thunderbirds.
But fucking that bass sound is cool. Like, I fucking love the mix.
That's not a bass.
You reckon it's synth?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
Yeah, that's it's either Rebirth or Hypersonic or one of those those synth machines. I've been using this new one called Contact, which is so unbelievably complex, but everyone says it's simple. I just think I need someone to show me how to use it. I hate it when everyone says something simple and then you start using it and you can't use it at all, and you think, am I a retard? Was I born with... Without with an extra chromosome, or
I'll get on Gear Sluts or whatever it is. I'll show you how to use it.
They were the ones who were recommending it. It's so easy, man. Yeah.
All right. Or go to the lair. They're good with complicated technical equipment.
Yeah, I just get a joystick. They say grab on and enjoy.
Man, this is everything the presets want to be. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking.
This has a bit of emotion and a bit of a groove.
You gotta have your groove. I don't even give a fuck what style music, but oh man.
Oh yeah, I dig it too. Well, how about we put her Thunderbird anime sort of character on our wank bank?
All right, yeah, I've always got room for Japanese anime in the wank bank. Fucking her as a puppet.
I want the Jap market, if only for the the groupies. And that was something that meant something too.
I love it. Oh, I was hoping for a rock interlude there, but... Oh, we might have to cut them short, but...
Yeah.
Fucking, they ended in a high fucking note. These guys, sneaky sound system, fucking rock out, man.
Have you heard of them before?
Nah, it sounds like one of those sort of names. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that band, but I don't think I honestly...
I think I've heard of the name, like, but... Because it's either that or it's just one of those instantly cool band names.
Yeah.
I reckon that band would, like, not knowing anything about them, I reckon it'd just be some dude who's just been a producer or a DJ for years and years, and he's just done his solo thing and then got this, like, you know, kick-ass singer along. It just sounds like that one-man band kind of thing, because everything's really freaking tight on that.
Bunch of people at the worst, like, bunch of people that have known each other for fucking ever and just
damn
gone.
Straight, yeah.
Yeah, they know exactly what they want to do.
Just like when we had the Pukaki party sessions.
Oh,
dude.
Oh man, did I fucking I've got to post it up on our website actually. Someone forwarded me the thing the actors have to sign for this Bukkake movie, and it was like,
unreal.
It had all the conditions.
Let's
like
post it.
Yeah, so number one, leave your passport at the door or your military ID, because they probably just got a bunch of fucking sailors, let's face it.
Oh, cool.
And then in the contract it said you have to jizz at least once. Jizz as many times as you want, but you only get paid once.
Whoa.
And then it said stuff like, don't put your fingers in a pussy or ass because it makes you look like a fucking amateur. And it's like,
what? The whole thing is about being an amateur.
Yes.
Like, yeah, professional people don't generally attend those things.
It was just the most awesome disclaimer I've ever seen. You know, like, the one like our lawyers made us sign before we did this, but...
Well, I'm waiting to be sued.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No. What was that out of? Karate Kid or... I'm waiting to be sued.
I don't know.
No, it was out of Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Where like the Robin Williams character was up the front and he was trying to teach English to people, and he was trying to teach English to this old sort of 50-year-old... you know, Mr. Miyagi kind of guy. And he's going, and I want to get you really angry, and then I spit on your grave and I kill you and I stab you. And he goes, what am I going to do? He goes, I'm waiting to die. Yeah, thanks, Matt.
This is how we wind, right?
You fucking cunt! I'm going to brain you!
Again?
Yeah.
And speaking of...
Yeah, you get one. Hey, we're at number three. Gabrielle, kill me again.
Yeah.
Sweet about me... Fuck me! We have the presets in twice.
Yeah. Gabriella, kill me.
Gabriella, kill me. Sweet about me. Let's hear it.
3.5 million fucking views this has got. It's slowed up. Oh, God.
That's a quarter of our... A third of... A fifth of our population.
Seen this video, yeah.
You were dead on the money.
Yeah.
About this, her being a Amy Winehouse ripoff. Wannabe.
Oh, now she's looking it, yeah.
You said that before.
Yeah, but it was only like musically what I meant before. Now she just really fucking looks it. 3.5 million cunts have seen these losers play?
Look, we've seen this song before, didn't we? Because we saw that same dreadlock dude in a film clip a week or so ago.
You might be right, man.
Remember?
There's not that many dudes with dreads in Australia, let's face it. He probably has a pretty regular gig, just...
Yeah.
Hey, like, we need a guy with dreadlocks in this video.
Can you play? Nah, come on, man. How are you feeling right now? Yeah, a bit stoned and pissed, man.
Yeah.
Can you make it here? Yeah, can you send me a cab, man? Thanks, dude.
Alright, I'm gonna say this. Gabriella could be in the wank bank if she didn't sing. Oh no, close up, she still fucking offends me.
I don't like her jeans. She's not going in my bank bank.
Yeah, nah, she's clearly not a contender. A 12-pack of Bud and a shotgun will fucking talk, Gabriella. Kill me.
Is that the 12-pack and the shotgun for me? Or her? If it's for me, I'll put her in. I've never fucked a corpse, although there's been a few that have been close to it because they haven't moved.
When they fucking suddenly woke up and said, ah, get me a cab!
Hey, you know, 3 a.m. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah. 3 a.m. Yeah.
She's either them or me. One of us has to go to sleep first.
What, you mean you're getting drugged out by chicks now? Fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah, rowies. Ketamine. Special K, that's happened before.
Whoa. Forget me nows.
Yeah, forget me not. You'd never forget that night. I hate her. Press stop.
Yeah. She just sounds like every chick on Brunswick Street when Brunswick Street was kind of cool.
Cool, yeah, yeah, it's no longer. Now it's drugs. Actually, it's probably more cafes now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
Smith Street,
Chapel
just
Street.
Fucking druggy.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah.
I hate in Smith Street those, the when, you know how the pubs in between Johnson back to, back to the other main intersection of Smith and whatever. Intersects with, is it Victoria?
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah, anyway, Victoria. Yeah.
There's like one toilet in between, in between like about 2 kilometres of pub. So you always have to go there when you're pissed, like going from one pub to the other.
Or is that one of those self cleaning toilets? Yeah. Where it's like, you may enter now.
And you walk in there. I'm a little bit colorblind, but they've got those fluoro lamps in there, so then you can't shoot up if you're a smacker. You can't find your veins, which is a load of shit because I reckon they've got dots on their veins.
Yeah.
They've already done it. They know where to stick it. I'm pretty sure they could do it in pitch black.
Stick it in the dots, yeah.
And I always go in there and you just feel so disorientated and end up pissing on yourself.
It's only because you wake up there, but
I wake up there, yeah. Dots on my arms. What? What happened, man?
Join them up and then make a massive H.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Team haters.
I'm glad to see, like, what's up at this number two spot up here, but I just know I'm going to be disappointed. It's the Living End White Noise.
Cool.
Shall we check it out? Cool. It sounds like one of them Christian videos.
This is the Living End. I saw this on... ABC 2, the entire gig.
Oh, wow.
White Noise. Yeah, that's right. It's actually not a bad song. There's some awesome guitars, but it's all a little bit... You know that they're just such amazing musos that there's no real feeling left.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The bass just sounds like electric bass, no stand-up anymore.
Yeah, overdub.
I miss a Dwayne Eddy fucking twang that rock and shit. That was great.
Yes. No, exactly what you mean.
I mean, a band's
listen to this coming. This part coming in. I've heard this a few times. Wrong song, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they should have just started with that.
Scar, cool.
Yeah, they're messing up the genres. I do love the drummer's style though. He just got one piece cut down kit. Yeah. It's unreal.
Actually, I'm with you on that. Someone's throwing too much money at this band.
Yeah, just press stop.
Yeah, we've got to speed it on up because Wayne only blew the sound engineer off for long enough to get an hour's worth of tapes, so we've got to squeeze this last one in.
I accidentally hit the marker, which usually I turn the marker off. I'm pretty sure I hit it anyway.
Oh, cool. So this is Sam Sparrow Black and White. This could have mild racial overtones for all those fucking people that say we're like racialist and
when
shit.
When I wake up, you know I'm gonna be the man who wakes
back
up.
Back onto you.
Yeah.
When I go out, and know I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
And when I black out,
I'm gonna fuck you. I would wait.
I gotta drug your mama with Ray Hypnol.
He should shut up.
This is
I would rape 500 wild pigs. I would rape 500 more.
This would be the man who rapes 500 pigs. Down at your ass.
Looking for a reason why. Yeah. Man, this is just every single vocal melody that you know is going to happen.
Fuck, man, this is just Western Suburbs music, man. This is like fucking big ass of
beef. Did that just jump?
Possibly. Oh no, there's a little
jump in
there.
Wanna be next to you.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's on purpose.
Like a mechanical flam.
Yeah, they're just double tapping.
They're trying to do this Art Deco sort of fucking 1930s Fred Astaire thing, and
Marilyn Manson did it way better.
Yeah, actually, there's strong Marilyn Manson overtones.
But just piss weak. These guys would go well at the Laird on a Tuesday night.
I reckon they went, hey, we should start a band.
When the rich people turn up to the Laird, and are they just looking around for a pretty boy?
Jeez, take me where I can see two men masturbating in a dimly lit dance environment.
What, do you want to really go there?
Yes, I do.
That. Yeah. We'll do a tour. We'll go to the Steamworks after it.
Oh, God.
We both used to work at this place in Melbourne, and across the road was this gay
club, then they just blacked out all the windows and they'd sell coffee there. And when new people would turn up to work, we'd say, hey man, do you want to catch up for a coffee? And we'd say we'd meet them at Steam.
Yeah, man, just order two lattes, yeah.
And we'd all be sitting at a cafe beside it, watching them walk it straight in at like 10 a.m. on a Monday morning into this gay club called Steamworks for the obvious reasons.
The gay bathhouse.
Those were the days.
Oh.
Pranks.
Yeah.
Is this shit? Is this really the number one?
It's only been viewed 607 times on YouTube. It's only been rated once. Cool.
Oh, really? Yeah. You rate it down.
Yeah, done.
I reckon for me, the Sneaky Sound System.
Dude, they ruled.
That was actually a pretty cool song. And then followed up by that Vanessa Amorosi one, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll play that.
Only because it was just a pretty mildish kind of song. It wasn't so bad.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, like, we can't reflect back on what was in the charts in Australia, like, 15 fucking years ago, but how about we go out in a good song?
All right.
I feel like, you know what song
is that? Take me away some other land.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, all right, next week we'll have Lightning Boy Watkins from Warped. he's also got a new outfit together.
Oh, sounds good,
man. He'll tell us what's fucking going down.
Yeah, he will, man. I'm sure he'll have some good shit to say, but fucking, man, this band I found the other day, I've had this song in my head all fucking week. It's Radio London doing a cover of the Turbo Negro song, Good Head.
Whoa.
Fucking, this is a real treat That's for gutsy. You guys. Yeah. With us singing along. It's a fucking good cover. Check it out.
Yeah!
Buffering! Fuck, I'm having a buff, hang on.
One of the most awesome things of my life was seeing Turbo Negro.
Oh, yeah.
Good head!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Good head! Man, this is not a bad version.
Oh, they're awesome, man.
The drummer doesn't look like he's into it.
Fucking see it up his little gobby. Yeah.
Radio London. Oh, that's their band name. I thought that was like a radio station.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Okay. Give me some lovin'. Radio London, give me some lovin'. Ooh, this could be bad. That's not even their band name, man.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Fuck.
You're on fucking drugs.
Well, yeah.
Here we go. Control paste. I don't know how to work this, Mac. They're actually called Karma Mantra or something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.